Hi there, my name's Lois Nethery. Welcome to the first episode of Effortless Fertility. I'm going to be sharing with you insights and observations and my experience from working with people who are going through the fertility struggle. Sometimes they're trying for natural fertility, to have a natural conception, and sometimes they're going through IVF or other assisted reproduction technologies and techniques. Either way, this information is designed to fill a gap in what's available to people who are experiencing anything but ease in their fertility journey. So if this is you, then I hope that this will be helpful to you and useful, and please come back again and listen as the episodes build, to create for yourself a resource that you can tap into and at times revisit, because these approaches that I'm going to be sharing with you are designed to bring you back to your internal wisdom, to your internal fertility expert, and in fact your fertility, not just for your fertility expert, your life expert. You have expertise on your life. You have expertise on being you, and you have an infallible locator within you to locate the best place inside of you. And this indicator is something that you have in every single moment. It's very simple and it's very profound, and all of us being human beings can find it. And all of us being human beings will lose it again, and then we'll find it, and then we'll lose it again. But in this path of finding and losing, we gradually develop a kind of a muscle or a kind of a skill where it becomes easier to find. And so this is what I want to share with you over these episodes, using examples of very common experiences that people on the fertility journey have, difficult experiences, how you feel when you get your period, how you feel when somebody tells you that they're pregnant. These ways that people will often feel terrible about themselves for having these feelings. So apart from feeling bad, layered on top of that, there's feeling bad about feeling bad, which sounds ridiculous. Saying it like that sounds like something laughable, except that it's not. It's suffering upon suffering. And so what I'm hoping to share with you, and I'm hoping that you can hear what it is that I'm giving to you, to something that you already have inside of you, is a way to be with those situations when they arise, and just to be with them and understand the mechanism that's at play, which is the mechanism of being a human being. Not having to fight it, not having to work to identify the negative thought and then effortfully trying to find a positive thought as a kind of an antidote, or effortfully trying to modify what's going on for you in that present moment. This approach, this knowledge, helps you to be with what you're experiencing in the moment, understanding that it will pass, and understanding what else is available to you underneath that bad experience, underneath that suffering. There's something that's available to all of us in every moment, and we forget it. We forget it. And then if somebody helps us to remember, then we find it. And then once you've found it, you've got it. But listening to these kinds of instructions, teachings, help us to remember more powerfully, wake up something inside of ourselves, this insight, this wisdom that we always have. And over time, this will help you to go through the fertility journey with all of its mountains and valleys and dark places, often dark places, with a lot more ease. And you'll find yourself having poise even in the darkest times. And the beauty of this, and it's not my place to tell you that this will happen, but you might find yourself thinking this genuinely, thinking this one day to yourself, because I've seen a lot of people go through this in their fertility journey when they go through it very mindfully, holding themselves and caring for themselves through this journey, and then working with this understanding to look back and say, I'm grateful for this problem. I'm grateful for having had this problem presented to me in my life. It's allowed me to find something in myself that I didn't know that I had. And it's something beautiful, and it's something precious, and it's something that I will never lose. And for that reason, I'm grateful for this fertility struggle. Now, if that's sounding impossible to you at the moment, then that's okay. If that's sounding familiar to you at the moment, that's okay too. But hopefully, through listening to these ideas, you will start to discover that for yourself, in the sense that it will become true. You will feel it to be true. Not anything that you need to take my word for, not anything that you need to forcefully create. It will just start to become true. Of course, all of us, you know, wouldn't choose the difficulties that we encounter. But going through difficulties, we can discover a resource within ourselves that was hidden from us before. And by virtue of the difficulties, we've been able to discover it. And that's what I'm hoping to share with you through these talks, by bringing you examples of some things that people are experiencing that you might feel alone in, and you might feel guilty or judgmental of yourself for experiencing and thinking. Hopefully you'll feel less alone. And also, if I can share with you what other people may be experiencing and how they're grappling with that and what their wisdom is showing up for them, then this process can, by listening to it, this process will wake something up in you. Your insights will be your own insights. Your wisdom will deliver to you the content that you need in the moment to get through what it is that you're experiencing. So there's no material for me to convey to you. It's this process and just this simple, simple, profound teaching of what is in us, inside of us, all along. And we lose sight of, and then we find it. And we lose sight of it again, and then we find it again. But this process of finding and refinding is very valuable. It's hard to put into words. It's very valuable. And this is what I would like to share with you over the following episodes. If you have any questions, feel free to get in touch with me via my website, northernbeachesacupuncture.com. I'll see you next time.